Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life Live is dedicated to transforming lives one at a time, thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word to give you hope and help in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
Hi. Welcome to New Life, everybody. Glad you're with us here today. What a day this is. It's a special day for a lot of reasons. One, I'm here with Dr. Dave Stoop, and I love that all the time. Dave, how are you doing?
Dave's getting his headphones on.
Yeah, you were just
and that voice
I'm muting
is Dr.
the machine.
Here it
that
is.
That voice is Dr. John Townsend. And, of course, anytime John is on, it's just one of the best days ever. John, great to see you today.
Special you too, Steve.
And it's not only JT Day, but it's D Day. And we just cannot not talk about it's the 75th anniversary of D-Day. And, yeah. And really, it was the turning of World War II, mm-hmm. the Battle of Normandy. And many of us, we've seen films, Hollywood reenactments of this. And, I mean, I doubt they're even able to do it justice, the kind of sacrifice, the horror that those young men faced. And we know that there are still folks alive that fought in that battle. There are still family members alive who lost someone in that battle. Mm-hmm. And we just honor all who fought for freedom. The other day, you know, Carter, our son Carter, was saying, everybody's so interested in stepping on the toes of great people. They ought to be standing on the shoulders of the great people that have died, fought, gone before us. How true is that?
Yeah.
And so we honor all of you, and thank you for the sacrifice. What an amazing thing. Well, John, it is great to have you on again. Last time you were here, it was, I think it was 48 hours ago, and we talked about people fuel, but we got so involved in some calls and stuff, we didn't talk about one of the great parts of this amazing book, People Fuel, the four quadrants. Talk about these four quadrants that people love.
Yeah, well, people often go, how do I know what someone else needs in this relationship, or how do I know what I need? And we've got in the book, there are 22 relational nutrients, sort of like your bio nutrients, like, you know, your mm-hmm. calcium, your iron, this sort of thing. Well, the same mm-hmm. thing happens in relationships, and we've got it organized to make it easy into four quadrants. And here they are. The first quadrant of nutrients, there are probably five or six in each one, is to be present. Now, what does be present means? It means shut mm-hmm. up and listen. It means give mm-hmm. eye contact, be compassionate, accept someone, be empathetic, attune to them. The second quadrant is to convey the good. Sometimes people just need like a little shot of Prozac, like just encourage me when I don't believe in myself, or show respect for someone, or give someone hope or affirm something good. That's conveying the good. It's mm-hmm. positivity. The third quadrant is sometimes it's deliver reality. Sometimes you just need insight or wisdom or perspective or feedback so a person can solve some complicated problem. You know, what is the why is going on? Why is my business or my relationship going like this? Give me some reality. And then the fourth quadrant is call to action, because at the end mm-hmm. of the day, Steve, it's about a behavior change. What are you going to do about this? Here's some advice. Now, in marriages, a lot of times we guys, we go to quadrant four and give action, and our wives say, excuse me, can you just be present? I just want to vent for a while. So you've got to learn what you need and what they need.
You know, I did some research, and after 1,000 times of trying to defend myself and explain myself, I can verify, guys, it does not work. When your wife is
bothered, hang it up. Hang it up and listen and be compassionate.
And it's only taken me 1,000 times before I finish the research. So no need to do it anymore. And here's John saying, be present.
Be present.
That,
Start there. Always start there. Start with quadrant one.
Yeah. That's right. All right. Well, it's just one part of a really, really great, great book. It's called People Fuel. I love the cover. You can get it from us, 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
My wife asked me for the first time in 2011 if I would consider myself a sex addict, so I signed up. You know, I'd read the Every Man's Battle book, and it was a great book, but the workshop, it was the experience that really was key for me. If they go to EMB, they're going to be in good hands. You know, this is a safe place. They're going to be surrounded by men that simply walk the talk. The weekend leaders that they will go through this workshop with, they'll help them to get to the root of their issues. You know, I've been through a number of well-preached sermons, listened to and read countless books, been to a number of seminars, but EMB for me was a game changer. It truly saved my life. Being in this community, being in this workshop, being around these men will change them if they'll let them. You're going to encounter men that will meet you where you're at, and you will instantly walk into a safe place where they're welcome.
If you're struggling, call us. We don't want you to go on struggling. Just give us a call. It's 1-800-639-5433. It's 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. One day, not too far from now, you're going to be talking to a child or grandchild, and you're going to say, "What? You listen to a radio program and Dr. Dave Stoop and Dr. John Townsend were on it, and you heard them live? Wow." Because these guys, folks, when it comes to Christian counseling, these are the men. And it's, I always feel so fortunate when they're on New Life Live. And really glad you're here, John. And we'll talk more about it. People Fuel. It's an amazing, amazing book. Let's go to Jonathan from Chattanooga, Tennessee. Hey, Jonathan, how are you doing today? What's going on in your life? Welcome, Jonathan. Welcome.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yeah, sure can.
Great, great. Well, I appreciate you having me today.
Sure.
So my question, I'll give you the question first, a little bit of the story after. My question is, what type of growth structure do I need to pursue? I lead a team of missionaries to middle and high schools,
mm-hmm.
and I've been in this role for about 7 years.
Nice.
And probably thrown into leadership too early.
mm-hmm.
And so there's a lot to our story, me and my wife being in leadership, but there's just ways that I have sought to grow over the years. I wasn't able to be thoroughly trained or trained much at all as I took over in leadership. And so I've been very hungry to grow and hungry to get my hands on whatever I can get. I actually ended up going to the Ultimate Leadership Workshop with you, Dr. Townsend, in 2015.
Oh.
It was a huge, tremendous help to me.
Good.
And I've grown relationally quite a bit from that experience. And I'm very thankful. I feel like relationally I have plenty of relational problems, but I'm not afraid of those because I feel like I have the tools to at least attempt
mm-hmm.
to develop in there. But where I still struggled and where I feel like I'm hitting a ceiling is being able to maintain motivation and diligence and the job. I mean, there's plenty of bright spots that I have in the role, but I feel like I get derailed too easily, either discouraged, I lose motivation. There's seasons where I'm highly motivated and I'm going after it, but then there's just times where I can't seem to shake feelings of doubt or hopelessness about how things are going or if I'm capable to lead the team that I'm on.
Hmm.
And there's times I thought, man, I feel like I need a retired pastor sergeant that can just be beside me day by day and help me stick to it.
Yeah.
Well, what do you think, John? What's your advice here?
Yeah, Jonathan, you're really helping you and a lot of people who are in leadership, both in the for-profit world and the nonprofit world, ministry world, because a lot of them have the same question. And the problem is that that we don't get the juice we need, the energy need from our job all the time because jobs take demands. I mean, nobody wakes up in the morning every single day looking forward to work because you know it takes so much out of us. So the best solution that I found is a long-term one where you've got that sergeant or nice person or whatever beside you in terms of a life team of highly developed people who are like want to grow along with you. And there are two organizations. Just go on my website, drtownsend.com. And there's two organizations you can check out. One is the professional side and one's the academic side. Professional side is called Townsend Leadership Program, where just like Ultimate Leadership, the workshop you went to, you show up for once a month to another team of 6 to 10 people. We've got directors around the country, and you have one intensive day a month, and then they text each other and Skype each other and keep each other accountable to grow in all sorts of things, strategy and vision casting and emotional intelligence and all that. That's the professional arm. The academic arm is the Townsend Institute, where you can get an online master's in counseling, a master's in organizational leadership, master's in coaching and consulting. And that's for more people who want the degree, which can also help in the process. But either way, you've got somebody with you who's in the trenches. You've got coaches with you who say, okay, where's the weak spots? Where are you vulnerable? But you've got people who are also doing their own thing, trying to grow, who can say, hey, we'll be a support system for you. So just check out the website. We built it for situations and questions like yours in leadership, Jonathan.
Okay. And Jonathan, here's a little piece of advice I hope might help you. Because I work around guys like this that are just brilliant people, one of the best pieces of advice anybody ever gave me was, hey, don't compare yourself to other people that might be gifted in different ways, might be further down the road than you, might have had advantages that you didn't have. Just be thankful. Do things with a spirit of gratitude that God's using you at whatever level. And I'll tell you, it sure takes some of the stress and the pressure off. And a lot of folks in leadership, you know, you hear about other people and you don't know everything. You don't know behind the headlines what's going on. And so just try not to compare yourself and be thankful. And I know that's not nearly as good advice as what John is saying here. But let me send you his book. I think it's going to help you too, because I think he wrote this book for exact situations like what you're saying here. And so I think it's going to be a big help. And you hold on, and I'm going to send it to you. Okay? And good, I'm really glad you called. God bless you. And we ask folks to pray for you to continue to lead and continue to do a great job in everything that you're doing. All right. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. If you want a copy of this great book, People, Fuel, those four quadrants are there. Okay, let's go to Pam, Boston, Massachusetts, WEZE is the station. Hi, Pam. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Excellent. What's going on?
Excellent. Okay, well, I've been wanting to talk to somebody about this. So my husband and I, we've been married for almost 32 years, and we've been Christians for 23 of them, and we've done a lot of ministry together. We've been, you know, off and on to counseling through the years. We're at a pretty good point in our relationship. It's just, he's an extrovert, I'm an introvert, but there's just, like, when he and I are alone, we're fine, but when we go out, he takes the spotlight, and he will cut me off at times. We'll be teaching a Sunday school class, and as I'm speaking, he will interrupt me. I mean, I can see it in his eyes that he's not even focused on me. He's got what he needs to say in his mind. So we have talked about it, you know, after the fact. I'll tell him, you know, the way that I feel and what's happening. He'll acknowledge it, and then, you know, we get out again and the same thing happens. So I get
Is there a specific question about that that you want to ask?
Yes. How can I get him to listen to me about this certain thing that it's like, honestly, lately it's bothering me more because I feel like I'm not important or that, you know, what I have to say doesn't matter. And I try and overlook it, and even when we're with other people, he'll do it, and I'll just stop talking.
Okay, let's see what. I think we understand.
I think we need to go see what Dr. Dave Stoops says here, because your lucky day is here. He speaks nationally and internationally with his wonderful wife Jan all the time, and I bet they've got a bunch of answers.
Well, but she's the extrovert, and I'm the introvert. So.
Well, okay.
Instead of the reverse.
You're the Pam.
But if I was to interrupt my wife at a speaking thing, she would probably say something that would stop me in my tracks, not humiliate me, but would slightly embarrass me. Somehow you got to get your husband's attention.
Yeah. You mean at the time when
the talk is going on,
you're in front of the microphone?
Yes.
That's an intervention.
Just say, well, I wasn't finished, Dave. Something like that, you know.
No, you know what?
Well,
I've seen that happen with them, and it's really not offensive.
It's endearing.
Well, it's a natural part of our conversation. We're having a conversation with an audience, and you're withdrawing because you don't feel worthy, and that's not true.
Mm-hmm.
You tend to speak a little slower than he does, because you don't think out loud like he thinks out loud. And he just jumps in. And somehow you've got to make him aware of how serious it is. And I think a simple statement like, well, I wasn't finished, honey. Just let me finish. And then you can add what you want to add. And that will stop him in his tracks, and that will get his attention. And
even in the middle of
a presentation. Because you're having a conversation in front of an audience. And just bring the reality to that conversation, and people are going to appreciate it because that models for them what they need to do.
Okay, now let me take what Dave said. We're all getting creative here. Let me add this to the mix. This is really good. I don't think anybody should be blindsided. You know, they'd be kind of not good. So you go to him before y'all next are at Sunday school or speaking, whatever, and you say, you know, we've talked about this before, and I know you forget because you kind of into the energy of the moment. So what would help you remember? And if he says, I don't know, then say, great, I'm glad you don't know. I got some ideas. Number one idea is after the talk, if you've interrupted me again, then you take me to any place in town that I want to go for dinner, and it's going to be really expensive. Okay? And Boston has great places. So if that works, great. Then he gets more, you know, aware because he had to spend some money. You guys laugh about it while you're ordering, you know, caviar and lobster. All right. If that doesn't work, then we all have to go, you know, I'm the boundaries guy, right? So you escalate the boundaries a little bit. And then you say, well, honey, you know, we did that and you spent all this money and you still keep forgetting. Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't know what to do. Then you say, well, here's the next thing, sweetheart, is next time I'll say something while we're in front of the Sunday school. Well, that would embarrass me. I know, but I don't want to. And I'll be really nice about it. But it's another way. These guys on the radio said to do it. It's their fault. And I'm just going to say really nicely something like, Sam, you know, let me finish my thought and we'll make a joke out of it. And then you do that, and then he goes, after that, he goes, wow, I didn't like that. And you say, I know, and I will never embarrass you. I'll never do it again as long as you don't interrupt me. Sometimes that can really help. So you kind of like let them know the score ahead of time so we can never be blindsided and just keep moving the dial a little bit. Sooner or later, a guy goes, let's see, I remember. We're going to teach again. I had to buy lobster, and I got interrupted. And the magic of Galatians 6 comes in here, Pam. And the magic of Galatians 6 says, be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatever a person reaps, sows they will reap. And he puts together cause and effect, sowing and reaping, action and reaction, and everybody's happy.
Well, see, you haven't reacted.
And you haven't
that's
reacted.
That's the piece that's missing, lets it continue.
One little final piece here, and that is, if you say something to him the way Jan says it to Dave, or if you call attention to him and he stops and tries again, you're not making him look bad, because a guy that talks over his wife in this day and age looks bad already.
You're doing him a favor.
Okay.
So that's really true.
By just saying, now, honey, when this happens, I hate it when it happens to you because you look really bad to the other people that you don't care what I have to say. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to put my hand on your arm, and I'm just going to look up at you, and then you're going to see that, and then you're going to say, oh, honey, go ahead, finish, I'm sorry. And then you're going to look really good, and I'm going to get to feel good, and I'm going to finish what I'm saying. But really, you're not helping him by not saying anything, because people look at him going, boy, what a jerk. I can't believe
Pam, look at this. You got a little, you got a bunch of little tools in your kit now that you didn't have before you called. I'm so happy.
There's several ways to do
it. I know.
So cool.
Okay. Little tools.
Okay.
When you guys write your first couples book, you let us know.
And you have you have things of value to say because you've already thought them through, and he's just kind of winging it.
Yeah, and he even knows that because he'll say after, like, I don't even remember what I said.
Well,
he gets on a roll, and I kind of have to, you know.
But I think putting your hand on his arm and saying, "Honey, I wasn't finished. Let me finish."
I love that.
I love that one.
But don't put it around his neck. That will look like you're choking him. That's not what you.
Or do a choking motion.
No choking.
That's not gonna happen. Well, I'm glad you called,
okay,
I'll send you this great book, People Fuel. I think you're going to like it. Anybody else? It's at 1-800-NEWLIFE. You call us. We'll take a break. We'll come right back after this.
On Friday night, we came, we got into an argument, and I sit in the car outside for 2 hours. I knew what the right thing to do was to go.
The New Life Intimacy and Marriage Workshop is coming to Washington, D.C. June 28th to the 30th.
You know, I know this stuff, but it's so hard to do.
Mm-hmm.
I hear it, I read it, and I'm always getting in my own way. I'm always expecting my wife to go first.
Join Steve Arterburn.
We believe that everybody has room to grow in the intimacy level of their life.
And Mylan and Kay Yurkovich.
We help couples understand how their attachment style is sabotaging their current relationship. And then we teach them how to create comfort in a relationship.
And New Life's group leaders will help you focus on the area that will benefit your marriage most. To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com.
My biggest takeaway was to just get out of my way and go first.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
For most of my life, I've been dealing with an opiate addiction.
Why is opioid addiction quickly becoming one of our nation's biggest killers? Maybe it's because it isn't only those who are addicted who are in denial.
We did what I see so many parents do, is it can't be an addiction. There's something medically wrong.
It's impossible to solve a problem when you don't know what you're up against, and families will try to find any explanation except the one that will put them on the right path.
Alcoholism and drug addiction is a family disease. It doesn't affect just the individual.
If someone you love is abusing painkillers, know what you're up against. It's time to admit it's addiction and seek treatment. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We have Christ-centered partner treatment centers around the country. Call 1-800-639-5433 or visit us online at newlife.com.
We just made a decision. We will do whatever it takes.
1-800-NEW-LIFE. We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
Yep, we're back. Steve Arterburn here. Really glad to have John Townsend with us today and to have you with us today. Hope that something that we say might mean something to you, might make a difference in your life. And if you need some help, you know, it's 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-NEWLIFE. Tomorrow we're starting our Everyman's Battle and intensive there in Cincinnati, and hardly ever, you know, get to this part of the country, and boy, would we love to help you out. Now, if you know somebody that needs this help, call. You make the phone call first and just say, hey, what's going on? How do I, you know, help this person get signed up, because it's not too late. And oh my goodness, it literally could be the thing that would save a marriage that is destined to die and restore so much within the soul of that man. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. All right, let's go to Annie. Alamo, Idaho is the station. Hi, Annie. How are you?
Hi.
What's going on?
Alamo.
Oh, hi. Okay.
Yeah, just a little town.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm really brave after 30 years of listening to you.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay, great. I'm glad that
I finally called, huh?
Wow. Good, good.
Okay.
What's going on?
After 50 years of marriage and treating myself, you know, viewing myself as an object, super codependent, but I've got some mental issues and let's see, food addiction that isn't totally under control, compulsive overeating, etc. So I know I've got all these things wrong, and so then it's okay. How do I, realizing that for my own health, mental and physical, I need to learn to express my feelings.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Right.
And so, give me some words of counsel, please.
Mm. Okay. All right. So, well, Dave, here again, why don't you start us off here with just starting to, after years of silence and feeling like you don't deserve it, wanting to and ready to be brave. That's amazing.
I think somehow... Annie, you got to understand what is behind the fear.
Yeah, what's the why?
And what happened to you growing up that made you so afraid to express yourself? There's a lot of good information out on emotional intelligence. I've got a book called Smart Love that we'll send you. It's being able to identify the emotions. It's able to name them. But basic to that is the understanding of the why. And so that's where I would begin, is to look at why. And I would think the eating disorder and all those other things are probably all connected together.
Mm-hmm. Mm. So the why. What do you do beyond the why, looking at why did it happen and why did it go on so long? Any insight?
Then you move against it and you take little steps, baby steps. You gradually take more risky steps, but you've got to start getting, you got to get some support for people who are going to encourage you to do that. And it's just a lifestyle change, Annie.
So the beginning to the answer is asking, you know, and so if you just think about that right now, Annie, what do you come up with that might be one of the biggest factors here? Any thoughts on that?
Fear that somebody will find, you know, that somebody will find out that I'm a mistake.
Oh, goodness.
Where do you think that thought came from, and that feeling that you might be a mistake? You might not be up to par with everybody else. Who put that inside of you?
Well, I've been shown by the Holy Spirit that it was. Do you want all this?
Who was that?
Not that anybody put it there, but just... that in the buffet of emotions, and I'm thinking, okay, was my mom doing some bookwork or something, and you know, bookkeeping kind of stuff, and I made a mistake, and I'm thinking, and I glommed onto it. I don't
explain what you're talking
your
about.
Your mother wasn't warm with you or welcoming with you. Is that what that means?
No, I'm saying that as I was in the womb. That
it started early
because all these years I've been trying to put it on my dad or my mom or whatever like this, and realizing that we came from a don't talk, don't trust, don't feel. You talked about other people, or you talked about this or that going on, but we didn't process feelings. Mm-hmm. We didn't, you know. Mm-hmm. As I read the How We Love book and How We Love Our Kids kind of stuff, and realizing, oh, I didn't do that for my kids, and then realizing, well, you can't just like, oh.
Nobody did it for you.
Listening to the earlier call kind of thing, you can't give what you don't have.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So it seems like
you've done some thinking about where and why, and you're going to need to continue to work from there. We'll be back.
My wife had found me out through my past and my sexual addiction since I was a small child. It really gave me the opportunity to start digging into my past, start digging into my childhood, figure out what was causing me to feel the way I was feeling. Every Man's Battle will really give you that opportunity, because all the guys there in that room are there for the exact same reason you're there. I don't want to be the reason that my kids are going to counseling. I don't want to be the reason that they begin to struggle with the same issues that I'm struggling with, and I've got to put an end to this. Yes, you can be different. God does love you. You can be forgiven for this, and there's a way out of this. But you have to acknowledge that you have to change, and that there's a problem.
If you're struggling, call us. There are people on the other end of the line who want to hear from you, who want to help you. We don't want you to hand down something to another generation that just looks like pain and destruction. You can hand down redemption, but you got to take that first step. Just give us a call. It's 1-800-639-5433. It's 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Last year, after Every Man's Battle, I was so moved by the transformation that I saw, not only in myself, but in the guys in our small group and the other people that were there and the stories that I heard, that I decided to go ahead and join Club New Life as a contributor to that.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
You guys are doing God's work here. You're restoring marriages. You're giving people hope. It's just been such a blessing to me, and I just wanted to encourage you all. When you see something good that God's doing, just jump on that and help support that.
Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433.
Give your support to them if you can, and just help them do what God's doing here in the world.
Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today. Glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here, Dr. John Townsend. And, you know, we've been talking with Annie, and John, you were saying that you had a really great, great scripture, a biblical principle here that applies like in a situation like this.
Yeah. Annie, are you still with us?
She is.
Annie.
Yeah.
Anytime a person feels like they can't express themselves, and you have good reason that you haven't been able to, we already got some of the background, it means their heart's been locked off. And there's a really wonderful proverb, and I want you to write this down and meditate on it, and then and then act on it. Excuse me. It's Proverbs chapter 20, verse 5. Proverbs chapter 20, verse 5. And it says this: a person's heart are deep waters, and a person of understanding draws them out. And the idea there, Annie, is that God made us with feelings, and He made us with passions and core values and thoughts and great stuff. But there are these deep waters. You have this reservoir of all this stuff that needs to be expressed, but sometimes because of fear or shame or bad teaching about all this, we feel like that reservoir has kind of a lid on it, like a concrete lid on a reservoir. But the hope is in the second part of the passage. It says, a person of understanding draws them out. And it's sort of like God made relationships to be that crowbar that pops open that lid, so that then Annie's feelings and emotions and passions can all come out. What the Bible is teaching there is that you need a person or persons. I would suggest, since you're already reading really good books like Mylon Kay's book, I would suggest you get a counselor ASAP in your area. We can certainly help. And tell them what you just told us. And that person of understanding, in the Hebrew, it means a wise person, helps to draw that out. In my new book, People Fuel, I talk about getting that person of understanding. Mm-hmm. That's what makes all the difference. We can't do this by ourselves. Somebody's got to be that crowbar.
Right. Okay, we're going to send her that book. Yes, Dave, go ahead.
You did the you used the crowbar by calling us, and so I want to affirm you for calling us after all these years.
Yep.
And that was a big step, and we want to affirm that.
Yeah. All right. 1-800 229-3000. That's our phone number. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. If you need help, we want to help you. Always want to help you. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Let's go to Rebecca. Dallas, Texas, KWRD is the station. Hi there. How are you?
Yeah, hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely. Sure. How could we help?
Well, okay, I'm going to try to keep it together and try to be short, although this has been many years of happening. But my daughter has had some struggles and struggled with depression for the last good 6 years. She just turned 20 in April. And I've always noticed that there was something going on, even younger, you know, in grade school, junior high. I mean, just, you know, she was kind of disconnecting with her friends that she had had for many, many years and wasn't really good with relationships. She never really had a real, true boyfriend growing up. And like I said, she's 20 now. She had a pretty rough year last year. And in right around Thanksgiving, she tried to commit suicide.
Oh, gosh.
And
sorry.
Anyway, so, you know, immediately, you know, my husband and I, we beat our heads against the wall for so many years. You know, what happened? What happened to this beautiful child that, you know, we're a Christian family. We've, you know, I've bought books. I've learned. I've listened, you know, to Christian radio all of my life, really. And literally something had to happen to this child for her to just change so much. I mean, if she's real good in school.
Yeah, okay, so what happened? Tell us what happened.
Okay, so what happened after she tried to commit suicide, immediately got her into a program, and like literally she quit her job and let her take just a couple of classes in college and just I wanted to keep that up. But there's a program that I put her in that was every day, Monday through Friday.
Okay,
from 9 to,
but we got to get to how we can help you. I need to know how we can help you.
So, all right, I'm trying to get there. So in this program, through counseling, an intense, very intense program that they have, I was called in a couple of months ago, and they shared with me that my daughter had came out in counseling that she had been sexually assaulted in first grade at least 10 times. Hmm. And anyway, it just, you know, just obviously killed me. Yeah. And the worst part is that it was her brother.
Oh, gosh.
And so now, like, just everything makes sense. A lot of things, a lot of questions are being answered and everything. And now I'm in counseling. Obviously, she's in counseling. My son is in counseling. She's 20. He's 25. And he was 11 at the time. And, you know, just my whole world that I knew you know, it's just different now. And then so, all the counselors, you know, they want me to tell my husband. He doesn't know yet. And that's why my question. My question is, like, should I tell him on a personal, him and I? Should I bring him in? Obviously not around the children, but should I bring him in to my counselor? I mean, this is not going to go well.
Yeah, you don't want to do it on your own. What do you think, John? Is that just?
Well, I wanted to find out about your husband and y'all's relationship. There are some marriages that you can just sit down and do it, but you have these obviously some serious fears about your husband's reaction. What are you scared of, Rebecca?
Well, I'm afraid, first of all, my son has pretty much failed to launch. You know, he squandered several opportunities that were amazing, and he flunked out of college, and he's, you know, become a brony. You know, I don't know if you know what that is, but it's just all these comic cons, and he goes to conventions. And anyway, he's got to get out of the house. He's still at home, and I've got to get him out of the house. He doesn't have a job again, and you know, so my husband's already, excuse me, he's already so disappointed, and everything. This is just going to devastate him. And
well, if you've got any concerns like that, there are some husbands that would certainly say, I want to know, and I'm sad and mad and devastated too with you and with the whole family. But I kind of feel like you know him well. You've been together a long time. And if you feel like he might have some kind of a reaction that wouldn't be good, absolutely. Get him to the next counseling session. Get him, like, tomorrow. But he needs to be part of the healing process in the family. So, just say, hey, do you ever wonder why we're all in counseling? Well, I need to bring you in because I love you, and this is going to be hard stuff. And bring him in.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. You got to include him.
I have time to do that on Thursday.
Because if it's a secret, it's not gonna work. No. He can't be kept out of the loop.
Yeah. It's too much. He's too important to this whole process. Yeah.
And wouldn't you, Rebecca, tell other Christian parents, rather than just read the books or think or look at stuff, maybe it's best in these kind of situations where the child isn't connecting with other friends and things and you just know there's something, maybe earlier get them to a counselor, a Christian counselor? Wouldn't you say that's probably a better strategy? Earlier the better?
But yeah, I mean, she was in counseling. You have no idea how many times.
And no one was able to. Oh, dear. Okay.
Yeah. Yes, sometimes it's just buried so deep.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm so glad you called. And
you're a hero, Rebecca. Mm-hmm. Sorry, and we'll be praying for your family.
All right, so we're going to send you John's book, and really glad you called, People Fuel, and hope that that will be of help to you and anybody in your family. I hope that that's going to be a great, great help. I wonder if Larry Sonnenberg has wandered into that studio there.
No.
Not.
Yeah. I saw him on the 5 freeway. He was thumbing around. He just came back in.
Oh, Larry, let's talk about there. Let's talk about Club New Life. We're doing well here, starting up a new month. We did great in May. People are coming on board.
Yes, we did. And with this matching challenge that we announced on Monday, we're expecting this to be a great month as well.
Talk about the challenge then.
Challenge is a group of people that we met with that were a little concerned about, not concerned, that they wanted to help us, especially through summer months. Mm-hmm. And so about 27 family units and a few that were invited that couldn't come, they have committed to give $324,000 if our listeners will give the same amount. Mm. So it's
that's
a
pretty
match.
Special.
It's very special. And, you know, I said the other day that so many people say to me, I wish I could give more. Mm-hmm. I wish I could give more. They give me checks of all sizes, people have said that. And this is your chance. You can give more. Give us $100, it'll be $200. Mm-hmm. Give us $10, it'll be $20. Whatever you give, it'll be more. And it means life change and healing and hope for people that are really hurting, that come knocking on our door, and we want to help you. Mm. So it's really meaningful. Call us at 800 New Life. Go online to newlife.com. We have a mail piece coming to folks who get mail from us regularly that we'll explain a little bit. But your giving makes a big difference in people's lives. All these people that we met with this last weekend, their lives were changed. That's why they're giving back.
Mm-hmm. Their needs don't go away in the summer, and summers are always hard. So this is a real opportunity to really meet the needs this summer.
Well said. Thank you.
Right. We'll be back right after this. 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you can help.
I feel blessed to have had this opportunity for my needs to be met, connecting with other women who are fighting the same fight, hoping for healthy marriages and growing closer to the Lord on their journey.
My name is Shelley Martinkus, and I want to personally invite you to the Restore Workshop. If you have been affected by betrayal, it might be that your husband has been looking at pornography, it might be an emotional, a physical affair. I would love for you to come join us.
I feel encouraged and hopeful that even in my struggle, I am enough.
You will leave with hope, with a community of sisters ready to support you, and you will also leave with tools to move you forward on this journey.
Through the sharing in our small group, I realized that I am not alone.
Please don't hesitate. Pick up the phone. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. I would love to see you there.
The Restore Workshop is coming to Dallas, Texas, July 19th to the 21st. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE to find out more. That's 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
I'm an addict, and I'm trying to get God in my life again. You seem to be able to get to the crux of a problem quickly.
Our Christ-centered treatment programs can help you break free to embrace all that God has for you and your family.
I just want to thank you guys for bringing me to a relationship with Jesus.
There really is help for marital problems, depression, addictions, panic attacks, and feelings of hopelessness.
I came back with so many tools to help me prepare myself to fight this struggle and this battle that I have every day.
You can start living again today, living the life God intended for you. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
They did care, and they did follow up very lovingly, and it made all the difference in my life.
Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Someone who cares is waiting at the other end of the phone. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Just call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. 1-800-639-5433.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back. Steve Arterburn here. Really just so always happy to have John Townsend on. And this wonderful book, People Fuel. Call us, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We'd love you to get a copy of it. It's a beautiful book, and I really think it could help you. Sue, Richmond, Virginia, listens on the podcast. How are you?
Hi, I'm good.
How could we help?
Sorry about that.
How could we help you?
I had to leave the house because my son was coming home. And
oh, okay. All right.
Me.
So here we are.
Okay. Well, my husband, I recently found out a couple months ago, is a narcissist.
Okay.
That he has a personality disorder.
How'd you find that out? Who told you that? Who told you that?
Our marriage counselor.
Okay.
Hmm. Was he in the office? Was your husband in the room when she said that?
No. Because we would, we each saw her privately, and then we would see each other together.
Is she going to tell him?
And you know what? I haven't seen her in a year. And I guess because of all the gaslighting and everything, my brain has been so fogged that she told me like a long time ago, and I just started watching YouTube videos, and I finally figured out, oh my goodness, this is what he has. And I texted her, and she's like, "You probably don't remember, but I told you this."
Okay.
And
I don't. So what's the question for us then?
You got a narcissist was. What's that?
Okay. So the question
so what's
for
the
us
question?
Is what?
So I guess I didn't realize how bad it really is, you know, like how he, with the love bombing, and then he's nice, and then he's always putting me down. And
So how could we help you with that?
I was just wondering if there's any way that a somebody with a personality disorder like that can get help, because everything I see is they very rarely can.
Oh, I hate those books that say they can't get well. That's so not. It's just so not true, Sue. No, it's work. It's work. But a personality disorder just means a person's got these inborn traits in their brain of dysfunctional behavior they've been doing a long time, and that's all it means, and it ruins relationships. It's bad. But absolutely, if you've got a trained therapist who knows those issues and they show up, the person shows up, I've seen a high percentage of them get well.
Mm-hmm.
You never say, oh, they don't get better. Then most of the human race would be hopeless.
Because I know they say that they can't look within themselves. So because they can't look at themselves because they're such shame-based,
well, yeah, I mean, let's take the word can't out. The ones that really do the research, it's difficult, they resist it, it's uncomfortable, they don't like it. But, you know, I don't like going to the doctor either, but I go. I mean, so they resist it.
Right.
But let's get words like can't and never out, because they're really treatable.
Mm-hmm.
The whole issue is going to be you putting whatever vulnerability and pressure and love and support and nagging or whatever it takes to get him into the operating room of a really good therapist, and they get to work.
Mm-hmm. You know,
okay, because the reason I feel so hopeless is we've been married 19 years and we've been going to counseling for like 18 years, and every counselor, he fools every counselor.
Well, now he's not going to because you know what's going on there.
Well, it also helps.
It's going to be different.
Right, yeah.
It also helps to get a male counselor because they tend to see things a little quicker than in that area.
And well, what I like,
And once they know what is wrong,
they know how to treat it.
They won't be able to manipulate that.
Right. Well, here's the thing. You know, when people say it's impossible, you know, a lot of times what is impossible is to get blood out of a turnip. Fortunately, you didn't marry a turnip, and you're not trying to get blood. You're trying to see better. That's what you want. You're not going for perfection. You're going for better. And if we can get people being realistic about what better is, all of a sudden, one day, better becomes not bad. But to try to get a total change out of somebody, well, that's not going to happen with anybody. But let's just see if we can't get some progress going. I'll send you this book, Understanding and Loving a Person with Narcissistic Personality Disorder. But also, I would really let us, if you hold on, we will, let us try to find a male counselor for you. Secondly, you know, we do a marriage intensive, and we kind of pride ourselves in seeing some what a lot of people thought were impossible situations turn around. So I want to tell you about that. And then also, let me just send you, in addition to that, because you called and John's on, I'll send you People Fuel. And, John, let's finish our program here. People can order this at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It is a fantastic book. And we started off talking about these four quadrants. And here's what I love about this. There's no superficial stuff here. There's no this is meat for anybody.
But it's practical meat.
Yeah. And if, whether you want to help somebody or you need some help, you know, like your path to growth tree. Mm. There's a path here. Everybody needs a path.
Yeah.
And this is going to help you find that path so that you're not walking around on half empty or empty. And so just finish this out here, John, by helping people understand the benefit of People Fuel.
Well, so many people, Steve, will say, we all need energy, and we know we need energy. We're all tired, you know. So everybody says you got to get more sleep. Good. Nutrition? Check. Workout in the gym? Yes. Positive attitude? Great. Go to church? Yeah, all those things. But so many times, the missing link is getting your energy also from people. We tend to see people as responsibilities and people to take care of and help and manage and support. Yep. But the Bible has so many verses, and now the neuroscience says the same thing the Bible's been saying. We also need people to prop us up. So it's how do you get the best out of your great conversations with people so that you walk away energized instead of drained?
You know, one of the things I love, you write in here that, you know, there are a lot of really good things that can come from what you hear people say, great ideas and stuff. But sometimes the best stuff comes from inside of you when you turn down the static, get rid of the interference, and you're truly able to focus and get clarification on your life. I think that's powerful, John. Too few people really believe that or take the time to get the static out of the way.
It makes so much difference when you get rid of the static. All of a sudden, here's where God is, here's where I am, here's my decision, here's my strength, here's my energy, fortitude, and resilience. Yep, it comes in all the right relationships.
Well, I wish we knew your phone number and who to call to tell you need this book. Since we don't, you just go ahead and call us. And, you know, it talks about a free online assessment that you can go to. There's so much here, and John is such a great writer, and I've never seen anything but just great writing. Here again, this is a fantastic book, People Fuel, and it really is about filling up your tank so that you can live a great life, you can experience love, love others, and maybe for the first time understand what a redemptive relationship feels like and looks like when you're in it. If you can help us, it's 1-800-NEW-LIFE. If you need some help, same number. And tomorrow in Cincinnati is Every Man's Battle, and it's not too late to sign up. Or you could join us for our Marriage Intensive, and that's at the end of June in Washington, D.C. Thank you, Dr. Dave Stoop. He is the co-editor of the Life Recovery Bible. 3 million copies out there, ladies. I'll tell you, it's something else. And Dr. John Townsend, bless you. And thanks to all of you who support and pray for us. See you next
thanks
time.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you. But you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.